So our next storyteller, as many of you know, Eli Lilly has had a long-standing partnership with AMPATH. Since 2002, they've joined forces. Lilly has donated over $80 million in medicines to treat cancer, mental illness, and diabetes. So our next speaker is Courtney Roberts. She works for the Lilly Global Corporate Responsibility Department and has been the AMPATH liaison since 2012. She's always passionate and enthusiastic about AMPATH, but she recently visited Kenya for the first time, and now she's here to share her story, No More Tents.
In January of 2013, my dad was diagnosed with stage 2 pancreatic cancer, just a few weeks after his 58th birthday. This came as a huge shock. He was young and vibrant. He was no longer raising kids at home, and he and my mom were ready to start the next phase of their life on their motorcycles somewhere. And with those three words, "you have cancer," everything changed. And for those of you that have heard those words or heard those said to somebody that you love, you know how terrifying that is. And in that time, all you want is to feel comfort and hope. He started chemotherapy, and he had 6 months of chemotherapy close to where we live in the town that I grew up in, just a few miles from his house. My mom would go with him sometimes. Sometimes he would go by himself. He would sit and text me throughout the day while he sat there with getting his infusions. And if he got cold, the nurses would bring him a warm blanket. And if he got hungry, they would bring him lunch or bring him a snack. If he got tired, he could recline the chair and just take a little nap. And as I said, while he would get chemotherapy, he and I would text back and forth. And one day, he had my mom take his picture so he could send it to me. Just to assure me that he was going to be okay. And I keep this picture on my desk every day, and I've looked at it every day for the last 3.5 years. But you can see he's got both hands behind his head. He's got the blanket pulled up under his chin. He's got a little twinkle in his eye and a little grin on his face. And the picture just says, "I've got this. I've got it." And isn't that how you want to feel in the face of fear and in the face of the unknown? You want to feel like, "I've got this." Cancer is scary enough, and getting chemotherapy shouldn't have to be. So you're probably wondering why I'm telling you a story of my dad getting chemotherapy in a small farm town in Rensselaer. So I'm coming to that. Throughout the time while he was sick, I held on to another picture just to keep perspective. And I've looked at the picture so many times over the last 3.5 years, I could describe it to you even with my eyes shut. It's a picture of people receiving chemotherapy on the other side of the world in Eldoret. The people are sitting outside in an alley with cinder block walls, and they're lined up 5 on each side, facing each other. They're sitting in white plastic patio chairs that you would sit on your back patio. They're hooked up to IV infusions, and they've got little metal pans next to them in case they get sick. No warm blankets, no reclining chairs, no comfort. And it's important to remember, too, that these people, they're the lucky ones. They've been screened, diagnosed, and they're lucky enough to be able to get treatment. Can you imagine that? Sitting outside in the face of fear, under a tent with cancer. So fast forward 3 years, and I land in Eldoret for the very first time. This was just about 3 weeks ago. And for those of you that are familiar with working on Joe Mamlin's time, you know that even though you've just traveled across the world for 2 days on 4 long flights, you immediately start to work. So we head to Moy Teaching and Referral Hospital. And as we're taking the tour, Pat Lair pulls me aside and he says, "Hey, come here. I want to show you something." So we peel off from the group. We head over to the window, and he points outside. And before he even says anything, my heart stopped because I knew exactly what I was looking at. I recognized the cinder block walls, and I recognized the ground. Except there was one really significant thing missing. There were no tents. And Pat said Joe didn't want to make this part of the tour. He didn't want to show everybody. But this is where our patients receiving chemotherapy used to have to sit, outside under this tent. And with the opening of the Shendaria Cancer Center in 2015, people receiving chemotherapy can now receive treatment in a state-of-the-art facility inside. I am happy to say there are no more tents in that alley. Because of Joe Mamlin and Bob Einters and Pat Lair and Chite Asirwa, people facing cancer in Western Kenya can get the same kind of treatment and care that my dad got. And I'm not talking about cures or statistics or numbers. I'm talking about something different. I'm talking about caring for someone's spirit and allowing them in their most terrifying moments and in the face of fear to feel like, I've got this. Because no matter where we're born or no matter what circumstances are of our life, we're all the same. We're all human beings. We're all fathers and daughters. And we're all people with cancer who just want to have hope in our darkest moments. So the people that you treat on a monthly basis, thank you. My dad in heaven, who had never been to Kenya, thanks you. I thank you, and every daughter of every patient that you serve thanks you. And while this started out as a story of two photos, two very disparate photos taken half a world apart, it ends as a story of no more tents, and it's the beginning of the next chapter for cancer care in Western Kenya. Thank you.